Yep, it's your boy Karan here. I'm your host of the Because I'm Black podcast. It's a pleasure you guys loaning me an ear. Guys, I got two special guests on the episode with me today. They're going to chop it up between sports, between Kobe, you know, RIP to a legend. Just busting it up. And then you get to see these two go back and forth between, you know, just sharing different topics and opinions about, you know, their worldview and things like that. It's a pretty hilarious episode. So, loan me an ear for a couple minutes and let's get it.
Yo,
my guys on the podcast today, man. Yo, fellas, let everybody know who y'all is. Man, they already know who the flock is. Every, let them know who you is, bro.
Yeah, it's your boy A. E Boogie.
Bitch ass nigga.
Nigga Flock had a bone to pick with Juan off last week's episode, talking about Juan try out him and everything. Talking about he took mad breath.
Flock got Yeah, man, we're going to start this just like this, man. Your boy Juan, you know what I'm saying? He tried to address last week, you know what I'm saying? They took 130 from me. I'm going to let the record be known, you know what I'm saying? Your boy took 130, but I came up way more than 130 this year from taking all the homies' bread from all the teams that my Hawks was smacking on. Ain't that right, Everett? Ain't that right? Yeah. Oh, why, Everett? Why? Why wasn't I able to take no bread? Let the people know.
Cause I ain't
back. Cause you were scary, right? I know. It's cool.
17-9.
Yeah.
17-9.
Yeah. Twice.
Nah, they say this. For real, niggas be saying Everett the face of the Eagles fans on the book. That's what they testify.
Die hard. Yeah. If my boy did not get hit in the back of the head on some dirty shit, we would have won that game.
It was dirty, bro.
So you feel like even though Wentz was diving head first instead of sliding, and Jadeveon knew he was going down, so granted, he shouldn't have hit him, but was that really like a dirty play? Like he was really trying to hurt the nigga, or was he just, you know what I mean? Like, yo, nigga, I'm here. You about to feel this.
It was more either so way. Was like, nigga, I'm here. You about to feel this.
Bro, you can't hit a quarterback in the back of the head while he's on the ground. He gave himself up.
He slid.
But still.
Be done.
Still gave himself up. When you give yourself up, bro, then the play done. Why are you going for his head?
Especially quarterback.
Quarterback.
Yeah. He was going for the back of the body to knock him all the way down to the ground, man. But you know what I'm saying? We ain't going to dwell on this too much, because what happened in the end? Everett, tell the people to score again one more time.
The Packers game, it was what, 28-23?
Now, yeah, Packers, man, this guy, yikes.
We both went home, man. Niggas watched the Chiefs and the Niners in the bowl last night, shit.
We did.
Everybody watched the Chiefs and the Niners. Who you had prior to the Super Bowl, though, eh?
I had the Chiefs.
Oh, you had the Chiefs?
I had the Chiefs, too.
It was looking kind of spooky for a second, but it's just like, you know, by the time I got back to Blackwood, the niggas was down 20-10. I got the re-crib, that comeback. It got spooky for them niggas, yo. I don't know. I don't even know what to say about.
Bro, all I can say is I've been telling niggas for 2 weeks, if that game gets tight, the only way the Niners was going to beat Patrick Mahomes is they put him in the dirt. Was up. They had to be up 30. If that game got tight in the end, Jimmy Garoppolo was going to fold, and he sure enough did.
Nah, he was throwing some bullshit. But real, bro, as soon as I got the recreate and I see the Chiefs come after the ball had dropped that first down pass, but I told Reed, like, bro, if y'all run this ball on this drive, just pound the ball down their throat, y'all got the game. But Jimmy G threw the ball 3 straight times, and, you know, he's got the ball scored easy.
Put the ball in the greatest player in the game hands. And you was up 10 points, well, you lost by 11.
Man.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah, so if you had to rank the, like, we're not even talking about Brady, Breeze, Aaron Rodgers. We're not talking about the old heads, right? We're talking about the quarterbacks that's popping right now from, like, I want to say, like, 30, 31 to the young boys. If you had to rate the top 5.
I'll let Dante go first.
All right, you go
first, Fly. You already know.
I'm talking about the young goats, the next generation type niggas. You feel me?
So what bracket does Russell Wilson fall in? Is he in that or no?
He's in that.
He's in that. I think so. Right. Even though he's 31, I feel like he's in that because quarterbacks is hooping until they like what 40 something now.
Yeah, late 30s, early 40s.
He in his prime right now.
Okay, so we're going to start it off with number one, my boy Rusty. Number two, I mean, Patrick Mahomes just got him a ring now, so I'm going to put Patrick Mahomes at number two. I'm going to put Lamar at number three. Number four, you know, I'm going to put that boy Deshaun Watson. That boy's bad. And number five? I'm sorry, man. I got to put Dak at number five.
Dak?
Whoa. Young quarterbacks. I'm not putting Winston in top five, bro. I'm sorry.
Dak Prescott?
Yeah, nigga. Dak Prescott, nigga. Yeah. Whoa. I'm not putting Carson Wentz in there, bro. I told niggas in the group chat a couple days ago, we're going to stop this shit with Carson Wentz getting these passes, bro. Because what has he done?
Passes?
I said passes, nigga. We always giving this nigga a pass on something. What has he done incredible
about? I'm going to give you a reason. I'm going to tell you what he done. So, is it my turn?
Yeah.
So, number one, we watched him yesterday. Patrick Mahomes can't stop him. Nobody will stop him. That's the next dynasty coming.
Damn, is he an Eagles fan or Chiefs fan? But go ahead.
I'm a football fan and an Eagles fan.
Okay.
Number two, I gotta go with Russell Wilson.
Okay.
So the last three is gonna be kind of hard. Wentz is gonna make this five, and I'm gonna tell you why. But number three, who is out there?
Lamar.
I'll tell you about him in a little bit.
He's got an MVP. Why isn't he on that list?
Unanimous.
He's on the list. All right.
Unanimous. But look, it's his list. All
right. Hold on. All right. Yeah. So we're talking about the young quarterbacks anyway, right?
Yeah.
I have to go with Carson Wentz for what he did. This nigga played with practice squad receivers, bro. Dak had his whole offense. How he can't beat him?
Carson Wentz didn't get hurt. Nah, bro. Overall, like everybody, like however many long they've been in the league. But basically, this is what I'm basing it off. If we were doing like some fantasy draft type shit, and for the long run, if I had to choose between Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz, I'm going with Dak Prescott, bro. I'm sorry.
You gonna choose the nigga that didn't beat a good team this year?
You keep saying this year. I'm not talking about just this year.
Because this is what happened this year, though. Like, even before, Carson Wentz was the MVP before he got hurt.
Didn't y'all say the up-and-coming quarterbacks? Y'all said that, right?
All right.
So, when y'all say up-and-coming quarterbacks, I'm thinking, going towards forward in the future. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I had to decide, like...
Well, the Cowboys just about to franchise tag him, so they not looking for him for the future. But anyway,
we got the music playing in the background.
Anyway,
that's playing computer.
I put Lamar Jackson on there, and I guess it's no one else but Dak to put five.
Yeah, see,
who you Lamar got? Jackson. I like Lamar Jackson at four because I think he's a quarterback, but he ain't a quarterback. Like.
He's still young, though. You got to think. He's younger than Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Nigga that just won Heisman. He's still in college. And he has 2 years of experience. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
I don't think he's one of the niggas that just going to get ass after a while. Like, I think all he has to do is just get a little bit better at passing each and every year. Just a little bit.
Right.
Because you already know you can be in the crowd.
Yeah, be a little bit more accurate, and I think when Joe Burrow gets to the league, he's going to be a problem.
Nah, because he's going to the Bengals, bro. Yeah, my five. I got Mahomes. That's not even a question, bro. I don't think it's a question. But Mahomes, then Rusty, then Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, For real, I'm gonna go with Winkler over Dak, bro.
Wait, oh yeah, my bad. I wanted Deshaun Watson instead of Dak. My bad, but yeah, I really think Dak over Wentz because of injuries.
Hell no, Carson Wentz is better than Dak Prescott in his sleep, bro. Like if Carson Wentz played for the Cowboys this year, the Cowboys would have played on spot. It would have been easy. It wouldn't even have been a chance. If Dak Prescott played for the Eagles with that same offense, the same situation, practice squad niggas, the Eagles would have been trash as shit this year.
We'd have been done. Dak is not. He's okay, but I just feel like with Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday, he's not going to take you there.
Still waiting on y'all to tell me, son. Carson Wentz is incredible.
That wasn't incredible this year, bro. You need to go back down that stretch.
But my thing is though, I feel where you're coming from, no Dante. But my thing is, when he was on the field and healthy. Yeah. He's better than Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has him in availability. That's the most important trait. But if we're talking about if they're both on the field and healthy, and you could switch both of them out with both teams, the Cowboys would be way better than the Eagles right now, bro.
Yeah.
Like if you put Carson on the Cowboys and Dak Prescott on the Eagles, the Cowboys would have been they would have won the NFC East in their sleep, bro.
Maybe.
Their entire roster is better than ours.
Running back, they got Zeke. Receivers, they had Amari Cooper and a Bull Gallup. They got a better offensive line than the Eagles had, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You go to the defensive side, the defensive line, but they just more healthier. And then the secondary, it's not even close.
Got a point. Still Dak over Wentz. Sorry.
I think you just coming like that and becoming in the chat though.
Yeah, man. I'm just tired of Carson Wentz always getting a pass like he a top 5, top 10 quarterback. But every time I ask, what has he done? Credible wise.
You just seen what he just did, bro. Do you know how hard that is?
Against some bum ass teams, it's really that hard.
He beat the Bills and the Packers. Y'all lost to the Packers.
The Packers, what was that? Like week two, week three?
It doesn't matter. Who did Dak beat?
Bro, see, I'm not going just off the last year.
Oh, my God. What have you done for me lately? You know Carson Wentz been hurt. He played a full season. He outplayed Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott had his best games versus the worst teams. He played when they played competition, what he do? Shrink every time.
Even when he had his best games, they still lost because against the Jets, he had one of his best games in. Yeah. They lost. They're fucking
lost Jets. To Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, bro. Speaking of another big loss he had last week, bro. Like, RIP to fucking Kobe, man.
RIP to Kobe, man.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
Black fucking Mamba, bro. Where was y'all niggas at when y'all first heard it? Like, y'all first heard the news.
Man, I was in the crib watching TV, whatever, you know, the usual. Basically watching college basketball. And my girl had, like, shot me a text showing me the picture of, you know, TMZ's Instagram. It was TMZ. So I'm looking at it, but I'm just like, I don't see this shit nowhere else. I go searching around, go on Google, go on Facebook, Instagram. I don't see this nowhere else but TMZ. Why the fuck is this on TMZ and nowhere else? But as I'm doing that, I'm searching around, going on Google, it start popping up every fucking where. And then I go on the gram and everybody's saying the RIPs, and then that's when it just hit me. Like, yo, he really just died. Like,
yeah, bro.
Shit unbelievable.
Yeah, it's still on the field, bro, yeah.
I was tearing up for like 3 days. Like every son is talking about it.
Like, I had to stop watching, bro. Like, that shit makes me sad. Like for real. Like the way it happened, bro. Like it's not even just him. Like his daughter and those other 9 people that was with him. Like bro. Basically, from the shit that I'm starting to gather, like the pilot had no business trying to even fly. But he was trying to fly that day.
Right.
You feel me? Like. That's all boiled down to that.
And they said that the helicopter had no terrain warning system.
Yeah, because they wasn't even trying to fly out there. So, nigga, what the fuck was you doing? Like, why would you even take them out there? Why wouldn't you just say, like, yo, Kobe, we're going to have to find another way around this jump. Like, this fog heavy. It's going to take us longer. Or we might have to leave sooner. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's out of Kobe and them control. Like, that's the wildest thing about it, bro. Like, you never know. Because if it could happen to somebody like Kobe, it should got me questioning my own mortality. Like, and this shit could happen to me, bro. Like, that shit just make me think, like, him and his baby girl, bro. Like, that shit bad.
Yeah, that's what made it worse.
Wow, bro. Like, that's the shit that really fucked me up, bro. Like, yo, what do you do, like, in those last moments with you? Like, when everybody just knows, like,
it's coming to an end.
Yeah, that's a scary thought. That's the reason why I don't like getting on planes. I don't got no control of my life at that point.
Right.
You said, though, we don't got no control almost wherever we at, though.
I just was about to say that, too, like, being on the plane, man, still ain't, you know, a situation where you ain't got control over your life, shit. You be in a fucking car, like, a nigga run a red light head on, shit, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, but I'd rather not get on the plane. Yeah, I shook his head on the plane, so.
Facts. Man, niggas is blessed though, man. Niggas still waking up every day, man. Like my nigga Jake said, man. He said, say my day is a number, but I keep waking up.
Yeah, man. I was lit. That I felt that bar, bro.
Definitely a blessing.
That shit heavy, bro.
Hell yeah, especially Nick. You said I'm out to my boy Q. You know what I'm saying? He overcome all the obstacles, man.
Yeah, bro.
Man, that's why I use him as motivation, like different types of things, man. Like, I already know, bro. Like, on my worst day, man, I done seen my nigga Q, man, with way worse more days. You know what I'm saying? I already know, man. Like, keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? You motivating us, bro. So keep it pushing, bro.
Appreciate that, bro. It's all love. You feel me? Like, my thing is, I just look at it like this. Like, if it can get worse, it's going to eventually get better, but it has to happen on me. I'm just like, bro, I'm starting the podcast. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Like, when I got my will and then got a better job, I'm my will. Like, bro, you know, it just had me thinking, like, bro, you know how many opportunities I was wasting by just thinking about not taking that risk and just saying, fuck it. Like, I cannot have my own shit, bro. Like, when I started thinking that way, I'm just like, all right, well, fuck it, I'm going to start a YouTube, I'm going to start a podcast, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, the only thing that can happen is that it doesn't work, but it's not going to be because I'm not trying.
Right.
So, that's the way I look at this shit, bro.
You want to know what I'm saying, man? Me, my boy, Ant, and J.I., man. Free my boy, J.I., you know what I'm saying? Shout my boy out every episode. Niggas know what it is. Free my boy, Shane. I mean, my niggas be home real soon. But, man, a little saying, you know what I'm saying? Me and J.I. like to go by is, you know, trust your process. You feel me? Another one that I'm starting to pick up on is bet on yourself or gamble on yourself. And that's kind of like my mindset, you know, that I'm going to end with this year. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know we all got our business ideas put together and shit, along with, you know, the podcast and everything like that. So I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, this year, you know, once we stop talking about it and actually be about it, you know what I'm saying, and go ahead and take that gamble on ourselves, I know it's going to bring back something good regardless of what it is, you know, because I know how everybody moves, you know what I'm saying, everybody moving with the right mindset. So,
yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, man.
Right.
And if anything, we could just look at Kobe as an example.
Exactly.
Look, I'm a big Bron fan. As much as I hate him, I always respected him.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to know why? Because this boy, he worked hard.
Hard, yo.
He was a hard worker. Like he came to the league and said, yo, niggas really don't work that hard.
Exactly.
Bro, man, he hopped around and worked his way to being the best.
Kobe wasn't supposed to be Kobe when he first came into the league.
Right.
No.
You feel me? And he told niggas, like, I'm going to be one of the best. I'm going to be one of the greatest.
Before he checked, man, he did the interview with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson.
I watched that shit.
Yeah, and yo, you know, the only reason how he got his shot, yo, was, remember, y'all know ball. So remember the boy Eddie Jones or whatever, he had got hurt or whatever, you feel me? He said, if it wasn't for Eddie Jones getting hurt, you feel me? he said he would have probably never got his opportunity. He's still been beast and busting his ass, like, you know, to work his way up over there. But once Eddie Jones, you know, got hurt, that was his chance right there to go ball out and shine. He said, fuck it, like, I ain't turning my back on this opportunity. I'm going all out. And look where that shit put him. Like, basically, what that's tying me back into saying, you know, gamble on yourself. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I work for that shit.
Hell yeah.
Facts, man. So in closing, bro, like, we just gonna get the world one thing. We just gonna give us our best, and everything all come to us, yo. I appreciate y'all niggas sliding through it. Let everybody know where they can find y'all on social media.
You can find me on the gram, Everjalove_Jalove. Look me up. And Facebook, Everjalove, same thing.
Saying, catch me on the gram, the real flock _ Facebook, Dante McNeil, man. Saying, get with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cuz, you know what I'm saying? I was ready to whoop his ass this week in the group chat. I mean, I love that nigga. You know what I'm saying? He know what it is, but I still fuck you up, pussy. You know what it is. I'ma get what you can kill, man. All love, my nigga. I'ma get what you
can kill. Bro, appreciate y'all niggas. I appreciate the listeners out there too. It's Because I'm Black Podcast. We out.
All right.
All right, be safe.